In Alaska, energy may be abundant, but fresh fruits and vegetables are in short supply. Many perishable items are shipped by trucks through Canada and over the remote and grueling Alaska highway. Two drivers who regularly team up for this long journey spoke with Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit, and she sent this report.
The back of Mike Casey's semi-truck is filled with lettuce, apples, and watermelons, but he might as well be carrying gold. He remembers a time he pulled over at a wide spot on a highway in Alaska. A tour bus idled nearby.
And the tour bus driver starts waving at me. "Hold up, hold up," he says. "Are you the ones that are bringing the produce up?" And we go, "Yeah." He says, "I'm from the lower 48 about 20 years ago," and he says, "Fresh produce, that's the one thing me and my wife have missed for so long." He says, "The variety and the quality."
On this day, Mike and his driving partner, Rod Berger, are easing the truck into the loading bay at Walmart's Wasilla Supercenter, about 40 miles northeast of Anchorage.
Gotta pop our seals here, get the doors open.
They've spent less than 3 days driving 2,600 miles from the company's warehouse in northern Oregon. Walmart's alternative, a barge, would have taken more than a week. The truck is specially outfitted to make the long trip. It has a moose guard on the front to protect the radiator from run-ins with wildlife, and bright moose lights to help the drivers avoid them. It's also equipped with extra insulation and fuel tank heaters. And Rod says no matter how cold it gets outside, the fruit and vegetables are kept at the perfect temperature.
I'm pretty proud of that fact, that we can come in here with a 58-degree banana and have gone through 70-below weather.
The men carry survival gear along with the produce. They have minus 60-degree sleeping bags, safety yellow insulated suits, and extra food. Their route takes them through British Columbia and the Yukon Territory in Canada. During the 8 months of winter, they negotiate snowy mountain passes and have to keep a constant lookout for bison marching along the road. Rod was part of the first Walmart team that made a run to Alaska 2 years ago. But for Mike, it took some convincing.
"I had no desire to do this. I'd tell everybody, I'd tell Rod.
Until I finally got him to come up here."
"I told Rod, just bring back some pictures. I'm interested in that. Other than that, I had a million reasons for not doing it. And I just absolutely fell in love with it."
There aren't many two-man teams left driving for Walmart's private fleet. But for the long Alaska runs, it's necessary. Rod and Mike drive straight through, switching off every 11 hours to sleep in one of the bunks. Mike says it might seem monotonous, but he never gets tired of making the trip.
"It's just kind of you and the road. You may drive for 3 or 4 hours and not see another vehicle. And I don't know, it's kind of, I was thinking about it today, and it's, when I was a young kid, I always wanted to be a cowboy. Just get on a horse and just go and go and go. And I'm much more comfortable in this truck, but that's exactly the way I feel."
Rod and Mike say it's like a vacation road trip. Week after week, they get paid to visit some of the most beautiful places on Earth. Even wintertime has its own rewards, especially at minus 70. For NPR News.
"Can I do a sign off?"
"Sure."
"Even though the car guys would want to run down the up escalator when they hear me say it, this is NPR.
And for NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.